Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Distant Fire. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Ethiopia. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part two, with more for Abel to do. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. One evening, when Hakim asked Abel if his mother was feeling any better, Abel looked very sad and said,
"She is getting worse. I do not know if I will save enough money for a doctor in time."
Hakim wanted to help, but selling cakes did not make much money either, especially when he gave some away to people like Abel for free. All Hakim could do was offer to pray for Abel and his mother, and try to save a little money himself too. The day after, when Abel went to collect his money for picking the coffee berries, he found Panya in the garden sitting with some of his rich friends. They were all looking at the mountains that surrounded the country of Ethiopia. Panya was saying,
"There is so much snow at the top of those mountains. It must be very cold up there. Humans are lucky that we have shirts and we can make fire. I bet we could not stay alive one night at the top of a mountain without a shirt and a fire to keep us warm."
Suddenly, an idea popped into Abel's head. So suddenly that he didn't really stop to think if it was a good idea. He just used it anyway. He said,
"I bet I could stay alive one night on the top of a mountain without a shirt or a fire. What would you give me if I could?"
Panya thought this was extra funny, and all his friends did too. But Panya said,
"All right then. If you can survive one night at the top of the highest mountain with no shirt or fire to keep you warm, I will give you half of everything I have. Half of my fields, half of my houses, half of my servants, and half of my money. But I really think you won't do it. You said you would pick twice as many coffee berries as your mother, and you did not manage that. What makes you think you will do any better this time?"
Do you think you could stay alive for a whole night at the top of a tall, rocky, freezing mountain? Abel was worried, but he said,
"My mother is very sick. I have to try."
That night, Abel was on his way home to say goodbye to his mother before going to the mountain. As he passed the cake shop, Hakim came out to see him and asked if his mother was any better. Abel said,
"Oh, Hakim, I think I have done something very silly. Panya has said he will give me half of everything he has if I can stay alive for one night at the top of the highest mountain without a shirt or a fire to keep me warm. I have said I will do it because I need the money to pay the doctor. But I am only 6 years old. I am worried I will not come back."
Hakim put a hand on Abel's shoulder and said,
"You are a very good and brave boy, Abel. Let me help you. First, I will give you a cake so you have the energy to climb the highest mountain and stay awake. Second, I will climb the mountain next to your mountain and build a fire for myself. You can look at my fire. It will not keep you warm, but maybe you will feel comfortable knowing you have a friend nearby. Together, I am sure this will give you all the strength you need to survive one night at the top of the highest mountain."
Abel was extremely thankful. He went back home to say goodnight to his mother then took off his shirt and went to start climbing the highest mountain. Panya and his friends watched Abel from the bottom of the mountain. They wanted to make sure he didn't take a shirt with him and that he didn't light a fire when he got to the top. But Panya and his friends didn't see Hakim climbing the next mountain along, nor did they see Hakim light a fire on the side of his mountain. Abel saw Hakim's fire, though. Once he was at the top of the highest mountain, Abel was shivering really hard. It felt like the cold was biting at his bare chest, back, shoulders, arms, fingers, cheeks, and nose. But Abel looked at Hakim's fire and thought of his friend. This put a smile on his face and helped him to pretend he wasn't cold at all. Even so, a night is very long, and soon Abel was so tired from shivering that he fell onto his knees. But he kept looking at Hakim's fire, remembering his friend, and the smile stayed on his face. Even then, the night wasn't finished. Hakim's fire suddenly got smaller. Maybe Hakim had fallen asleep and wasn't looking after the fire anymore. The cold reached Abel's heart, and he started to close his eyes. But then the birds began to sing, letting everyone know that the sun was coming up over the horizon to start a new day. Abel heard them and grinned. He had done it! He had stayed alive for a whole night on top of a freezing mountain without a shirt to wear. Panya and his friends were amazed when Abel climbed back down. Panya said,
I am a man of my word. I will give you half of everything I own. But I have to ask, how did you do it?
Abel smiled and said,
It was easy. My friend Hakim lit a fire on the mountain over there so I could see it and think how wonderful it is to have a good friend. That thought kept me alive.
But when he heard this, Panya got angry.
So you cheated! You told me you would stay alive for one night at the top of the highest mountain without a fire to keep you warm. But you did have a fire. You do not deserve half of everything I own. In fact, I do not want a cheat like you working in my coffee fields. You will not work for me again.
Abel said,
But the fire was not close enough to keep me warm. I could only look at it.
Panya shook his head.
Looking at a fire is just as good as feeling a fire. You are a cheat.
All of Panya's friends agreed with him. Abel began to cry.
But if I have no work, I cannot make enough money to pay for a doctor for my mother.
But Panya just said,
I do not care. You should have thought of that before you cheated.
And with that, Panya and his friends went home, leaving Abel crying at the bottom of the highest mountain. That was part two of The Distant Fire. To find out how Abel can possibly save his mother now, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? Please just take a few moments to write a short review of this podcast on your podcast player. Your reviews help other people know the fun that can be enjoyed inside this podcast, which means you'll be helping us to spread that fun even further. Just look for a button on your podcast player that says review or maybe comment. Tap that and type away. Thank you ever so much. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon.